BBC Audio presents the Thomas Hardy BBC Radio Drama Collection. Far from the Madding Crowd. Set against the backdrop of rural Wessex in the farming communities of Victorian England, the story of Bathsheba Everdeen unfolds. She is vivacious and has a strong belief in true romance, but soon has to balance her dreams with the harsh realities of life and the suitability of the different men asking for her hand. This BBC radio adaptation was dramatised by Graham White and first broadcast in 2012.
I say we get a bright day, then down comes a snapper late at night.
Morning, David.
Morning.
There ain't working for no one on a morning like this.
Now we have somewhere welcoming to escape to, most.
Gabe Oak be out on the hill still.
Well, so a shepherd should be.
You'd all take a drink then, neighbours.
All right.
Your shepherd Oak's a good worker, ain't he?
I'd say so, as we know him.
Yeah. He may be as much deceived in the whitest shirted man as in the raggedest tramp upon the turnpike.
What's your meaning, Henry Frey?
Oh, there's more history there than folk might know to look at him.
Is that so?
So I heard.
Well, tell on, boy.
Yeah.
There's an hour or more to listen clear.
Well, how Gabriel Oak come to Weatherbury is a story itself.
Turnpike ahead, miss.
What's the toll?
It'll be a penny toll, miss.
Good, because that's all I carry for now.
Oi there! Turnpike! Let us pass!
Afternoon.
Give him the toll there.
Sir, a penny.
Tuppence to you.
Tuppence?
Tuppence.
There's never been before.
I ain't seen you on this road before.
Look, I got a young lady with worldly goods here, and her life's beginning to go.
Newlyweds, is it?
Ha! She's not my young lady. We've come from Weatherbury. We don't have tuppence at the toll there.
Tuppence, or you don't pass.
I've offered a penny.
Look, that's mistress's niece who had them fields yonder.
Tuppence.
One penny is quite enough.
She won't pay any more.
Very well. Then mistress's niece can't pass.
And for such a measly matter?
Tuppence ain't measly. And that gate ain't opening.
Here, turnpike. Let the young lady pass. There's your money.
Ah, well, here's handsome. What do you say now?
George, quiet down.
I say tuppence is tuppence. The gate is open.
You can take her on now, boy.
Yes, drive on. We'll waste no more time here.
Gotta make your living, neighbour Oak. Gotta make your living.
Aye.
Not a word of thanks you've got.
No.
That's a handsome enough maid.
Aye. Though she has her faults.
That I'd believe, farmer.
And the greatest of them all is what it always is.
Meanness.
Vanity, I reckon. I saw her with her looking glass there on top of the wagon. We'll be seeing you, turnpike. Come on, Judge. George! Boyd! And the young dog too! There's our lamb coming. All right. Come on, girl. The lamb needs a hand. Stay away there. Stay away.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?